goes to Dr. Megan, B-O-Y-K. It's B like boy. Fax is 989-802-5955. Regarding Tina Youngblood, Youngblood. Date of birth, 11-9 of 1957. Dear Dr. Boyk, this is a consultation for Mrs. Youngblood, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels, noted back to November of 2024. Ms. Youngblood is a 67-year-old female with a long history of type 2 diabetes, and a history of recurrent calcium oxalate kidney stones. She also sees Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, a urologist who's removed kidney stones multiple times. And she's had multiple 24-hour urine studies to determine the type of kidney stones. And she did have elevated levels of oxalate, normal of levels of calcium when her last 24-hour urine was done, and that was within that was February of 2024. Sodium levels normal. Urine volume was on the low side, in the 900 ml range, though. Today, she does have symptoms of urgency with regards to her bladder needs. No recent urinary tract infections, no symptoms of kidney stones currently. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no history of TIA or CVA. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have asthma, so occasional shortness of breath and wheezing, exacerbated by pollens and environmental conditions. No recent outbreaks or respiratory infections. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. And she does have some diabetic neuropathy of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, overactive bladder, a right adrenal adenoma that's being watched with ultrasound, diabetic neuropathy, glaucoma, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. She's had pulmonary emboli before, recurrent kidney stones, hyperlipidemia, primary hyperparathyroidism at age 25, requiring parathyroidectomy of two glands. Obstructive sleep apnea, but she's unable to tolerate CPAP devices. Psoriatic arthritis, asthma, depression and anxiety, and hypertension. Past surgical history, she's had parathyroidectomy of two glands at age 25. Gastric bypass Roux-en-Y procedure with an 84-pound weight loss, tonsillectomy, a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral scalping oophorectomy for endometrial hyperplasia, partial thyroidectomy, breast reduction, carpal tunnel release, colonoscopies, Achilles tendon repair, and multiple kidney stone retrievals. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced and retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, carcinoma, thyroid disease, and kidney stones. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. She has a long list of drug allergies. Amoxicillin, severe allergic reaction to iodine and contrast material that caused cardiac arrest. Lidocaine, Demerol, Metformin, Methotrexate, and Sulfa. Environmental allergies include animal dander, grass pollen, mold, and mold. Medications, vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily, Colace, 500 milligram daily, Trulicity, 4.5 milligram weekly, Flonase inhaler, nasal spray, 1 to 2 sprays daily, folic acid, 1 milligram daily, N like November, F like Frank, LIXI, M like Mary, AB, 100 milligram every 4 to 8 weeks for psoriatic arthritis, Lantus insulin, 24 units at bedtime, Lispro insulin, 2 to 4 units with meals, Latanoprost eye drops, 1 drop to each eye daily. Zizol, 5 milligram daily. Zofran, 4 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Oxybutynin, 5 milligram 3 times a day for overactive bladder. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 202 pounds. Pulse 62, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 82. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula, difficult to see. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Warm skin, no ulcerations or lesions, no unusual rashes. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.42, GFR 41. March 27th, creatinine 1.64, GFR 34. To 4/25, creatinine 1.43, GFR 40. 1/25/25, creatinine 1.75, GFR 32. 12/20/24, creatinine 1.23, GFR 48. 12/2/24, creatinine 1.85, GFR 30. 11/8/24, creatinine 1.51, GFR 36. Also 6/9, we have calcium 9.1, sodium 140, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 24, glucose was 222. 327/25, hemoglobin is 10.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis 326/25, 3 plus blood, 2 plus protein. Magnesium 11/8/24 is 1.7. Hemoglobin A1C, 6.8. And the most recent 24-hour urine was 2/7/24. The volume was 980 mLs. Uric acid level is 24-hour level, 377. The oxalate level is 58. Sodium, 140. Citrate, 24-hour level is 501. Calcium is 35. Chloride, 121. Potassium, 44. Creatinine, 1.3. Phosphate, 997. most likely secondary to dietary intake. Uric acid is 377. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding type 2 diabetes as well as recurrent kidney stones. We want her to increase her fluid intake to 2,500 milliliters in 24 hours, since she's currently probably only drinking 1,000 milliliters in 24 hours. We want her to increase calcium intake in food only, not taking calcium supplement tabs. So she'll eat more calcium-rich foods, but minimize protein intake at the same time due to the oxalate excretion in the urine. And we'd like her to have no more than 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. So that would be 80 grams in 24 hours or less. She'll still try to follow a strict diabetic diet also. And we're going to repeat the 24-hour urine test 4 to 6 weeks after she's increased fluid intake and increased the calcium in the diet. And then we'll do lab studies every 3 months. And she's going to have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office within 3 to 4 months. We will also send a copy of an oxalate, a strict low oxalate diet to the patient, and she will be following that strictly. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.